Welcome to Lansing Next on TalkLansing.net. It's the show that focuses on the people, issues, and events affecting Lansing's next generation. I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And I'm Daniel J. Hogan. Lansing has plenty to offer, and we're excited about highlighting the very best each week, be it people to know, the latest tech, or events that shape our daily lives.
Each week, we'll be bringing you an hour-long show packed with Mid-Michigan's best, all right here on TalkLansing.net.
Even when we're not on the air, you can join us online at TalkLansing.net, Twitter at Lansing Next, or Facebook.
Lansing Next begins now. Welcome back, everyone. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And Daniel J. Hogan.
And we are very excited and honored to have you for our second episode. Thanks so much for joining us. We have got what I think is a pretty fantastic show lined up. Wouldn't you agree, Dan?
Yes, it's got food and beer.
I mean, and really, who can say no to food and beer?
Not me, that's for sure.
Well, before we get to the food and the beer part of the show, we want to first of all thank all of you who tuned in and downloaded for our first episode. We had tremendous feedback, lots of great comments on our Facebook page.
And it was more than just my mom, you know, commenting over and over again.
Yes, thank you everyone besides Dan's mom and Dan's mom. I'm sure she's a lovely woman and had plenty of nice things to say. We also want to thank folks who tuned in on Twitter, sent us email, and for those of you who downloaded the podcast, we had tremendous response.
Speaking of the podcast, you can download that at my website, danieljhogan.com/home. And just look for the post about Lansing Next first episode. That's just kind of temporarily till everything's situated. You'll eventually be able to download them right at talklansing.net.
Yeah, and we again want to give our thanks to the folks here at talklansing.net for having us on and had a great first week. Mm-hmm. At one point, I think we've had listeners in from about 10 different states, which was amazing. And so we're pretty psyched. But, you know, one of the questions, Dan, that we got was, you know, some of us, of course, like our moms knew who we are, but not
Maybe
everybody
yours
did.
Does. I don't call my mom that often, so she kind of forgets what I look like, you know?
I every so often I get the guilt trip for not calling enough, but...
No, I'm kidding. I call my mother once a week.
Oh, that's your good Italian boy. That's right. Well, we want to make sure that you know who we are and why we care so much about this area. And Dan, you know, let's, I guess, ladies first?
Yes. Age before beauty.
Oh, hey-o. Well, for those of you who don't know me, my name's Julie Lynn, and I have lived in the Lansing area now for about 8 years. I'm creeping slowly on my 30th birthday, although...
Stampeding.
You know, you're killing me, Smalls. Ladies never kiss and tell or just tell their age at all.
In your case, they never kiss.
Oh, damn.
Sorry.
God,
sorry. You're
so
throwing
harsh.
The fastballs at me. I'm going to swing at them.
So harsh. Sorry. It's not true. Don't listen to them. Anyways, I grew up in the Metro Detroit area, came here to go to school, fell in love with the area, and now I own my own business in East Lansing. And I love to cook and garden, and I'm a geek, and I love to hang out and have fun
and to do stuff. And things.
Yes. And along my journey, I have come to meet the fabulous Mr. Daniel J. Hogan.
Yes, or Dan to my friends, you know. The Daniel J thing is just branding.
So I guess we're not friends then, huh?
No, we are friends.
I still
friends.
Have to call you Daniel J?
Well, that's a different reason. Because we're in a professional setting right now.
Oh, is that what we call this? Okay.
I guess.
Anyways.
Because if you Google Daniel Hogan, there's lots of Daniel Hogans out there. There's a reason like I have to like fine-tune my Google alert searches to like not get me updates for like soccer coaches in Minnesota and all that kind of stuff.
Nice.
There's actually another author also named Daniel J. Hogan, but he only writes about skin diseases.
Right.
Yeah.
So since you don't write about skin diseases, do tell the good people at home.
I write fantasy and sci-fi stuff. Like I wrote a fantasy novel, The Magic of Aerie, a few years ago, which now I'm doing a free audio podcast version of, which you can download at magicofaerie.com.
And you
also write for Capital Gains, capitalgainsmedia.com. where I am the development editor. So I go around talking to local business owners, usually small businesses, and write little stories about them if they're expanding their business or, you know, it's all positive stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves a positive, you know, feel good story.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm from the Detroit area originally.
But have since adopted Lansing.
I've since adopted Lansing.
And we actually met over Twitter.
Yes, we did.
True story.
It's a very true story.
It can happen. Not that we're dating or anything like that. No. It's purely platonic.
Like, kind of met my girlfriend via friends I met through Twitter. I mean, if you kind of connect the dots, that's kind of okay. How
we worked out. We may be edging on the nerdy level here, so we better move on. Well, now that you know a little bit about us, you know why this show's here, because we want to talk about how great this area is and all that we've got and do here. And, you know, something that's going on right now in the area, which I'm pretty psyched about, and I have a feeling you're pretty psyched about as well, Dan, is mm-hmm. this whole idea about Google Fiber coming to East Lansing and Lansing.
There's nothing wrong with some extra fiber.
I don't think we were necessarily talking about that type of fiber.
Oh.
But thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Always looking out for people's health. but we're talking about Google Fiber, and there was recently a story in the LSJ, actually just a couple days ago, about how Google is actually looking to bring experimental ultra-high-speed internet.
It's going to become sentient and overtake us all.
What is a sentient?
No, never mind. It's going to come alive.
Oh.
Like the Terminators.
Oh, yeah, like Matrix?
Never mind.
Okay, I guess
We're not talking about the Matrix.
Okay, I'm not that much of a sci-fi fan. My apologies.
Remember in Short Circuit when Johnny Five gets struck by lightning and he starts doing his own thing? Something like that. Is that a little better for you?
No. It's been a while.
Never mind.
Anyway, so Google's talking about bringing this. A couple folks around town have started a Facebook group called Google Fiber for Lansing and East Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're basically trying to get people to show their support about, you know, this would really help our community grow, really make it an attractive incentive for people to come to Lansing.
I think it's a great idea because internet connectivity is an important issue because not everyone has access to the internet. We're kind of used to it, but if you
right.
go to different parts of town or even the state, not everyone can really get to the internet. That's why if you go to the libraries a lot, like there's lots of people fighting over computers because that's the only way they get on the internet.
Right.
And I kind of think like 10, 15 years from now, maybe a little longer than that's not even going to be an issue. Like internet connectivity, it's going to be like turning on the radio. It's mm-hmm. it's going to be like a given thing.
Sure. Well, and you know, it's interesting on this Facebook group, you've actually got people who grew up here, but who have since moved, talking about how this is something that they would actually be willing to move back to Michigan if this happened, because this would help make our communities that much better. Not only, I can tell you from a business owner who you know, has an internet-based business, how key this would be, but it's amazing. They've already got, in just a short time, like almost 500 members.
You're preaching to the choir. I mean, I have a podcast with episodes that, you know, are around 20 megabytes in size, so anything that
right.
makes it easier for people to listen, I'm
right.
all about.
Absolutely. Well, so if you're interested, folks, go to the Facebook group Google Fiber for Lansing and East Lansing. We'll have a link to that on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, facebook.com/LansingNext. There's also a Facebook page just about Google Fiber, which is facebook.com/Google Fiber. And you can check out all of that because I think that would be pretty awesome.
Now, is that like a for sure thing or they're just kind of talking about it?
No, they're for sure doing it. It's... We're trying to get Lansing and East Lansing as to be one of the places where they actually do it.
One of the pilot programs,
yeah.
if you will. Okay.
Yeah. So pretty important.
Yeah.
Well, I know I'm anxious to get to our guests. And before we get to them, can we talk about like this whole Google Buzz BS just for a minute, literally, or two?
Anything you want, Lady J.
Why can't I get more guys calling me? No, I'm kidding.
Why can't you get more guys calling you anyway?
Oh!
The end with the
Dan.
Fastballs. You make it too easy.
Dan.
You make it too easy.
Harsh.
It's out of love, you know.
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about Google Buzz?
I'm still kind of ripping the plastic off it. I'm trying to, you know, take it for a test drive. I'm not totally sold on it yet. I think it has potential.
Yeah.
But there's some things about it that really irk me.
Like?
I don't like when I go to it, I'm seeing the same post multiple times, or it's stuff from 4 days ago still there. Yeah. And I'm like, why is this even here? Like, I have to mute stuff a lot, I don't like.
What about security issues? That's what's got me freaked out.
Well, I went through and kind of tweaked everything as best I could.
But do you still feel 100% secure?
Well, unlike you, you know, I have a public Twitter feed.
Right.
So I'm kind of already I don't want to say censoring, but kind of have that in mind.
Yeah.
Being careful what I put online to some extent.
Well, I am too, but I know for some of my clients, they've got some serious concerns.
Oh, I see.
And there's been some brought up, which there's some pretty interesting articles actually on Mashable.com about Google Buzz and security concerns. But I don't know. I'm still not a fan. They haven't sold me yet. So
yeah.
We shall see. Okay. Well, I'm pretty psyched. Let's stop with all this tech stuff. Let's just get to the
basics,
meat and potatoes of the show,
Rather the popcorn and beer.
The popcorn and beer of the show. Yes. Coming up next on Lansing Next, we are going to be joined by Chad Jordan, proprietor and owner of Cravings Popcorn that just opened their first door in Old Town. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons and Daniel J. Hogan for Lansing Next, and we'll be back right after this.
Where is Greater Lansing going? And what is the next bright idea that can transform Mid-Michigan? That's the question the Lansing Economic Area Partnership posed to some of the best and brightest of our young people. Dozens came forward with what they hope is the next bright idea. 10 finalists were selected in online voting, and this Thursday they'll present their ideas to a panel of judges, the winner receiving $5,000 cash to help develop his or her bright idea. This is Tim Nestor, and I'll be broadcasting the presentations live right here on TalkLansing.net beginning at 6 o'clock. Our exclusive coverage is sponsored by LEAP, the partnership working to unify our region's resources and focus them towards strategic growth. Join me, Tim Nestor, this Thursday at 6 p.m. for Greater Lansing's Next Bright Idea Finalists, exclusively on TalkLansing.net.
Back at TalkLansing.net with Lansing Next. This is Daniel G. Hogan.
And I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons. And we are super psyched to have our good friend, Chad Jordan from Cravings Popcorn. Welcome to the show.
How's it going, Chad?
Thanks for having me.
I feel like we should have, you know, like bowls of popcorn. Ooh, hear that, folks? Everybody at home getting hungry?
A little bit of Foley work there.
Delicious. All right, Chad.
It's an avalanche.
So I've introduced you.
Yeah.
Now you have to tell us really what you do and what is this magic that we call Cravings Popcorn.
Cravings Gourmet Popcorn, just a little business that I created.
Just a wee business.
Just a little wee project. We're located in Old Town.
Just opened?
We just opened. And we used to be at the Lansing City Market, and we've actually expanded our business by going to Old Town. And we are Cravings Gourmet Popcorn and Soda Pop Market. So we are doing gourmet sodas and gourmet popcorn seeds and gourmet popcorn.
Yeah. Okay. So this is either a point of shame or pride. I'm not sure which. I'm just going to be honest with our good listeners at home. But I was the first person in the store yesterday when you opened at your new location.
Yeah. Some of us had to work.
Thank you very much, sir. I was working. I just took an early lunch, and I had to come down and see my good buddy because I'm super psyched for him. Also, I've been running out of the good popcorn, so I was like, I gotta load up. But I walked in your store. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's bright and orange. It's your logo colors.
Yep.
And I was so excited to see your cooler with orange and grape crush.
Oh,
and
wow.
You have the good Faygo in the glass bottle made from real cane sugar.
Right. Excellent.
And today we got an old school flavor, Town Club sodas.
What is this?
Yeah, that's like a Detroit soda. And it used to be packaged right here in Lansing.
Really?
Yeah, there used to be a...
Town Club soda?
Yeah, there used to be a distributor and bottling company here in Lansing over on Cedar Street.
Huh.
And they left Lansing, I think, late 80s. But they've been recommissioned and they're being brewed out of Detroit. And there's five different flavors. They're really good. It's like a really smooth, subtle soda.
Awesome.
It's really good. Yeah. Yeah, they're really good.
Well, I gotta tell you, my weakness is like grape crush. And it's so hard to find.
Yeah.
And it's so good. And I know the sugar is horrific, but it's so good.
I gave up pop like 5 years ago, but like whenever I, but let me finish. Let me finish. I still kind of get a little weak when I see a bottle of like Faygo cream soda or Rockin' Rye. Those are, you know,
because we got to get you back on the wagon.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing.
I haven't had any cavities since then, so I'm kind of happy about that.
I gave up pop, but I think like for gourmet sodas, you can make an occasional exception.
Yes, because it's the sugar. I'll have one of those once in a while because it's not the, you know, the high fructose corn syrup.
Right.
Junk.
Okay. So you've brought some sound effect.
Yeah, we brought some
beautiful popcorn to us. You were kind enough to share. So tell us what you've got here and why they're so amazing. And then we'll talk about my favorite. And then we'll talk about Dan's favorite.
Okay. So we have caramel corn, our original caramel.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep, that's the original caramel. And it's...
it's very, like, nutty brown flavor.
Yeah. And
I feel bad that folks at home can't, like, try it.
We support local businesses.
You do.
Okay. And all of our popcorn seed that we make in our store... It's Michigan-grown popcorn seed.
Oh.
Wow.
You got to love that.
On top of that, when we make our caramel corn, our premium signature gold, our sweet golden cinnamon,
mm-hmm.
we use Mooville butter over in Nashville, Michigan.
Oh, very nice.
So it's real butter. I think it's just a little bit west of, it's like near Ionia out west.
Is it tiny?
So, small little town, okay. But it's a nice, very nice people that run their operation.
Wow.
And yeah, it's always fresh. I recognize
the
name.
So this is literally like 100% Michigan popcorn. Like, I mean, not just the corn itself, but the topping and...
Yeah, I mean, we tried, you know, not all the ingredients are from Michigan, but
like
I mean...
Like the oil?
The coconut oil comes from Indiana.
Well, and, it's you know, close by. But I mean, Great Lakes State.
Yeah, woo. Yeah, but I mean, we support Midwest. We support Michigan especially, so... Mm-hmm. But we have our original caramel. We have our premium signature gold, which is our buttery brown sugar with a hint of vanilla.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, we use pure bourbon Madagascar vanilla, and it's sweet and salty.
Oh,
you
baby.
You had me at bourbon. So are you guys doing anything with like microwave popcorn at all? Or?
It's funny you say that. Really what we're trying to do here is we want to be able to reach every single popcorn fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are folks that will eat microwave popcorn in the office or wherever it is that they're eating their microwave popcorn. It's convenient. It's easy to make. So what we're trying to do is to bring in different microwave popcorns from around the country. So, for example, Cajun varieties or jalapeno or habanero, spicy, you know, just different flavors of microwave popcorn because you really shouldn't be stuck eating that bootleg popcorn. You know what I'm talking about.
The stuff you find in the supermarket.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, we got to expand our horizons.
But
there's
you know what
there.
Would be nice, Chad?
What would be nice?
I'm sure you've already thought about this, but if you could get local grocery stores to start carrying Cravings popcorn.
Yeah. You know, we carry...
That would be some real love, Lansing.
The peanut shop downtown Lansing carries our popcorn.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Props to the peanut shop.
For them. Yes, the peanut
shop. On Washington Square.
Yep.
On Washington Square. They,
nice.
They carry our cheddar caramel, and you can go in there during your lunch. And
right next to the bail bond office.
Right next to the bail bond office. You've been there.
Yeah, well, you know.
which one? Hey,
well, I don't like
making, yeah, who's gotcha?
Well, the thing is, you know, I don't like making two trips. You know, that's what's good about that location.
Right. Mm-hmm. Whatever you say.
You gotta bail out Uncle Cletus, you know, and then you get popcorn at the same time, you know?
So, yes, we are going to be carrying a lot of different microwave popcorns.
Excellent.
So, I hear, and you may yell at me later, Chad, for talking about this, but I hear you are experimenting with a couple new flavors.
Yes, we are.
Meaning, folks, they're in testing phases, so the caveat is they may not be available for sale right away or ever, but at least you're experimenting and you're giving me hope.
There is hope.
Okay. Yes.
Please tell me there's one that's avocado.
That sounds good.
Actually, guacamole would be good.
Guacamole, yes.
Actually, you know, we've experimented with, there's actually three different popcorns that are on the
testing.
R&D testing.
You've got a whole R&D. Nice.
So one of them that's kind of a long shot, but it might actually make it, is a cilantro lime popcorn. popcorn.
Ooh.
Well, it's like, well, they have those, you know, lime tortilla chips you can get.
Yes, those are very good.
Yeah, so, I mean, that the popcorn wouldn't be that different.
Right.
They're both corn.
They're both corn, yes.
You're killing me. Just killing me.
Someone's got to do it.
Then the other flavor is our bacon cheddar.
Oh, ooh. Thank you, Jesus.
Now, bacon cheddar is sort of, it's sort of a, I guess, kind of getting a little cult following because...
You have no idea.
We have never sold it. Officially,
right?
People know the secret password, and I make it for them.
Okay, we're going to talk about this after the show. I want to know about the secret password. Yeah, there is. You know, I know people who like they say like they gave up meat, but they still eat bacon. Hello, any food group that you know,
I gave up non-aquatic animals for Lent.
You're not eating meat.
I'm not eating non-aquatic animals. I got yelled at for saying, "Well, I still eat fish." Well, that's meat. I'm like, fine. I'm not eating land animals.
Mammals. You're not eating mammals.
Not eating mammals. Okay. For lunch.
Bacon is magic.
I knew you know I liked I mean? You. Oh, yeah. My God. It's do you have any brothers things... that are single? No, okay.
I just want to see if I could do it. You know, it's one of those things.
Wow.
Then the third flavor is our spicy chili cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
So
imagine chili cheese Fritos on
that's exactly
cheddar
what I,
cheese popcorn.
Yeah. Because does Fritos still have the chili cheese? Fritos?
I think they do.
Okay, because those are good. I would. Those are kind of, you know, it's kind of same ballpark.
So that popcorn, actually, you know, I should sell that with its own, like, Listerine.
Yes.
That's
or
probably
a bottle
not good,
of water.
Yeah, that's probably not good marketing, but, you know.
Oh,
so
man.
New stores in Old Town.
New stores in Old Town, yeah.
What's the address?
1220 Turner Street.
Okay, you're right by Mama Bears, right?
Right next to Mama Bears, yeah.
Nice.
It's a great location.
Popcorn and then coffee and goodies.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
And you can go buy some nice stuff at the galleries. Mm-hmm. Some jewelry for your mother.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Or me. I'm just saying. I accept the gifts.
You're not getting any gifts from me. Sorry.
All right. So if people want to find you online, where can they find you?
Cravingspopcorn.com. And we are also on Twitter at cravingspopcorn.
You've got an awesome Twitter account, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for showing us all the love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chad, for coming in. That was Chad Jordan of Cravings Popcorn. And we'll be right back after this.
Is there an energy hog in your garage? You know, an old fridge or freezer that's pigging out on energy? Why not let the Lansing Board of Water and Light take that hog off your hands? We'll do it for free and give you $30. If you have an old fridge or freezer in working condition, our hometown energy savers will haul it away. Plus, we make sure nearly every scrap of these old appliances is recycled for other uses. Here's the best part. Getting rid of an old, inefficient fridge or freezer can save you up to $150 a year. That's good for you and good for the environment. Call our Hometown Energy Savers toll-free number, 1-877-674-5295. Or visit our website for more details, www.lbwl.com. Those energy hogs have got to go. So give the Lansing Board of Water and Light a call, 1-877-674-5295.
Welcome back to Lansing Next. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And Daniel J. Hogan.
And we just got done talking about the food part of the Food and Beer Show. Thanks again to Chad Jordan from Cravings Popcorn. It's hard for me to not eat this popcorn sitting in front of us as I sit here. But only because I don't want to make people at home jealous, so I'm trying to be nice. So, a perfect compliment, although some would be surprised for us to say this, to the popcorn that we have here might be a frothy, tasty adult beverage.
Yes, it would.
And
such as a craft beer, perhaps.
Ooh, perhaps. And we're pretty excited to have I guess I knew him before you did.
You know everyone before me. We've already discussed this. Like, I only know people because you know people.
I don't know if it's quite that bad, but nonetheless.
All I'm saying is, like, I go to a place and they got a line. I just say, I know Julie Lynn Gibbons. Like, oh, right this way, sir.
Oh, right. I'm calling shenanigans on that one. Anyways, I'm excited to have my and our new good friend, John Palmer, to the show. Welcome to the show, John.
Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for having us. So we've got a lot here to talk about, and you're kind of an expert, in my opinion.
I like to call myself a beer enthusiast.
Okay. He just drinks a lot.
Beer geek, yeah.
No, I know guys basement. Who drink a lot. No, he actually knows a thing or two about what he's drinking, which is pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
And right now I'm drinking an Imperial Saison, which is French for season.
And sir, a toast, a virtual toast, if you will,
yes.
to our friends listening at home, to you, sir, for bringing in tasty beverages to sample.
Yes. If you're wondering why they're so giddy, it's because they've been consuming New Holland Dragon's Milk at a lovely 8.5%.
Yeah, so, all right, so let's talk about this.
Okay.
The Dragon's Milk or just stuff in general?
I'm going to drink it and you're going to talk about
it. Beer is delicious.
Ready, set, go.
I'm just admiring how frothy the head is on that beer and lacing
that
on the
be
glass.
Taken out of context.
Hey, keep it PG here. This church it up,
if
all right?
You look at the glass, and I know this is radio and you can't see anything, but as you drink a beer, you should actually see what they call lacing. And so when the head actually sticks to the glass as the beer goes down, that's called lacing. And the higher the quality of the beer, the better lacing you will have.
Well, I learned something today. I did not know that.
Well, now I've got to be honest. I brought this up on the last show and I got flack. Because I said that I'm not
You don't like beer.
Well, I'm not
Says
really...
Says the girl wearing a Guinness t-shirt.
I am wearing... And I didn't do it on purpose. It just kind of happened this morning. But I went to Guinness Factory in Ireland. I tried a Guinness
Which
beer.
Which caught fire immediately after for some unknown reason.
2 weeks
reason.
Later. I am not a beer arsonist. Thank you very much. Anyways.
Beer arsonist.
So, John, you want to educate me and folks at home. I mean, because there is a lot more to beer than just, chugging it and ponging it on a Saturday tailgate, right?
Well, essentially, beer has really turned a corner, definitely within the past couple of years, if not more. Craft beer has taken on this movement where it's more of a, dare I say, kind of like the wine community. There are more styles of beer now. There's always been a lot of styles of beer, but now it's, there's a proper glass to drink your beer out of. There's
right.
a proper way to pour
like
your beer.
Like a Pilsner.
Pilsner glass.
Yes, I got it right.
I have some of those in my freezer at home.
And now, it seems to be a theme lately that with there's a lot of beers that are coming out now that are what do they call high gravity, and that's higher
that
alcohol
mean?
Content.
Really?
Oh.
Not a six point something.
Well, the term gravity comes from the actual brewing process. And so the gravity is how you measure the density of the beer, blah, blah, blah. Take the science out of it. Essentially, when something's called high gravity, it means it's going to be higher in alcohol content.
So what was the alcohol content of this? And it's Dragon's Milk?
Yes.
From New Holland?
It's 8.5%.
8.5.
Yeah.
That's like a European beer, right?
Yes. There are European. There's a lot of European
beers.
That's
like beers. 10 Miller Lights right there.
Miller Light, the triple hop brewed, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not a fan of light beer.
I'm not a fan of mass made.
Well, yeah. That's a whole other show.
So what you're saying is you're actually a beer snob.
I am very much a beer snob.
Oh, I am too.
No shame.
I drink with my
no
pinky
shame,
up.
Boys.
Yes.
all right. And you brought another one.
I brought this one. This one, unfortunately, for the state of Michigan, is not a Michigan-made beer. It's made in Wisconsin, but you can only get it in Wisconsin. So
out! Get out!
What you're drinking here is actually really hard to find. It's a New Glarus Brewing Company. It's his Unplugged series, which he only brews one batch of this one specific kind.
Really?
And he may never brew it again.
Really?
And so they're really hard to come by. So every time my relatives from Wisconsin come out, they bring me everything they can.
Does it have more of a sweeter...
Does that have honey in it?
It's more of a peach and apricot.
Okay, that's what it is. It's a fruit. That's right.
So it's sweeter.
Yes.
Than this it's Dragon's Milk.
Much sweeter.
Way sweeter.
I was trying to bring two opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, because this is almost kind of
the
meaty?
Dragon's Milk is aged in oak barrels, and it's got kind of a boozy, kind of a whiskey.
Like,
whiskey flavor to it, where the Saison is more of a almost spicy, almost fruity kind of nature to it. So it's definitely a good spring and summer beer.
Okay.
And the Imperial version is also high gravity. So Imperial version that's too is 8.5%.
So okay, you're in Lansing, you want to go to a microbrew or a brewery in town, where do you go?
Hey, well,
and the crowd goes silent.
Grand Rapids is
Grand
where
Rapids.
I go.
Okay.
No, Harper's is a brew pub. They brew their own beer there. And you can drink craft beer and dance your tail off in the basement if you want. But
That noise in the background is me sipping and smacking my lips to this Dragon Smoke, by the way. Sorry.
It is a beer.
Julia Lynn's an Elky.
No, I mean, honestly, like, I think I'm a good person to start with for this stuff because
You have no experience.
Well, what's beautiful about...
You're a blank canvas.
What's beautiful about beers like Dragon's Milk is, one, it's produced in the state of Michigan.
Yep.
So you're supporting the state of Michigan.
Pure Michigan right here.
Mm-hmm. Two, you can pair that with gourmet foods left and right. You can pair it with popcorn, you know?
Okay, well, popcorn, so Chad's here, and we've got these beautiful bowls. Wait for the sound effects. That's right.
It's an avalanche.
Beautiful bowls of popcorn. So what out of these two beers, I mean, I realize there's like thousands of beers, but what would you recommend a beer with any of these popcorns?
That's a tough one. It is a tough one just basically because I'm not an expert in beer and food pairing.
Well, you don't have to be. We're just asking you for your, you know, opinion.
I still eat McDonald's, but anyway.
Oh.
Okay. All right. See your pants. If you had one of these beers, which popcorn would you just grab instinctively?
For me,
yeah,
it would either be the cheddar or the cinnamon.
There you go. That works.
With the Dragon's Milk or the...
Either or. But there's a whole science to the pairing.
Well, it's like wine.
I mean, the one that comes off the top of my head right now is IPA style of beer, mm-hmm. an India Pale Ale.
Yes.
I'm a fan. Notoriously hoppy.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit higher in alcohol content.
We won't talk about how much we... No, actually, anyway. We've just been sipping.
But the IPA, a lot of people say... pairs best with a spicy dish. It's like Thai food. Mm. Or,
that's why when you go to you go to Indian places, sell lagers though.
They do say like a lot of sushi type dishes
go
best with a lager because a little bit more mild. So the fresh taste of a sushi will actually go better with that.
Awesome.
We could go on for days.
I just remember the TV show Red Dwarf, the one character, Lister, always used to eat curries, and he was always say he had to drink a lager because it's the only thing that can cut a curry is a lager. It's a geek show from Britain.
Did you say Red Dwarf? Because there is a Red Dwarf lager out of Detroit Beer Company.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Well, you know why? There's a myth about the Red Dwarf in Detroit. That's actually a folklore thing.
Really?
The Rouge, whatever French is for dwarf. Yeah. It's like if you see it, you're going to die. It's a bad omen.
God. Then
stay away from Crunchies on March 10th because they'll be there talking about Red Dwarf.
Yeah. I'm serious. Look it up. That's like a real folklore thing in Detroit.
Huh.
I don't mean to stay away from Crunchies, by the way. That's one of my favorite places in town.
Well, they sell a lot of Michigan beers.
They do.
27 taps.
Yep.
And right now, I'll promote Crunchies up the wazoo. They have what they call 10 beers to warm the heart.
Yeah.
And they have, I think it's 10 rotating taps that are all high gravity beers. So they have one that's, I forget where the brewery's out of, but it's Avery Brewing Company. I think it's out of Colorado, but I could be wrong. It's Mephistopheles, and it's 15%. Ooh. It's a 15% stout.
With a name like that, it's got to be at least that.
Yes, you can get it. You can get it at Odie's Big Ten.
Have you ever had Old Rasputin, Russian Imperial?
Yes, I had it at Red Cedar Grill.
That packs a punch, doesn't it?
It's very good.
I bought that once when I was in college. I didn't know. I thought it was just like regular beer, and I'm like sipping it while doing my homework, and all of a sudden I'm like, whoa. I look at the label. It's like 9% alcohol. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay. So let the non-beer drinker chime in here for a second. So where do you go to buy and drink beer in the Lansing area?
If I were to go buy beer, my mm-hmm. places of choice are Dusty Cellar mm-hmm. in Okemos. Mm-hmm. The Big Ten stores, which primarily I go to the one in Okemos on Jolly Road or Odie's.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those are...
Lansing. Odie's in East Lansing.
Yeah, it was Kalamazoo and Clipper.
I like going to Odie's and doing the mix and match six-pack. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just getting like one of different things.
And they have a phenomenal selection.
They have great selection for like hard liquor too. Like the Scotch selection there is...
Yeah.
Amazing. What?
Nothing. I'm
don't
sitting here.
Don't act like you don't imbibe in the devil's
urine.
I'm just
enjoying sitting here listening to you two guys talk. I'm
hoity-toity over there.
To go on that note, there are a couple other ones. Goodrich's off of Trowbridge has a very good selection. Horrocks, of all places, has a really good selection. And actually, some L&Ls have a decent selection.
Really?
The one in Okemos actually has I won't say it's a great selection, but it's better than most average grocery store.
I hear you on the Horrocks thing, because I go there mainly for, A, for the produce, B, for the beer selection, because it is quite good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got lost in there once.
Yeah, like they have Lambic and stuff, and lots of, you know, imports. I think you can do the mix and match thing there as well. You can just.
It's becoming more popular.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so if folks want to follow you online or follow, not you, but follow the beer craze online.
Well, I mean,
where can we find you?
Twitter is an amazing avenue for following your favorite breweries or following craft beer in general. I mean, craft beer is a hashtag on Twitter. And
really?
More beer bloggers and breweries are on Twitter than you'd know what to do with. But on that note, in promoting Michigan beer, I started a blog. It's MichiganMicrobrews.com. Plug.
And we'll link to it on our Facebook page and our Twitter page.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have links to my Facebook and Twitter page at that. But essentially what I wanted to do, because of the social media and how active these breweries are online, I wanted to create a list of all the breweries in the state of Michigan. And we are sixth in the country in number of breweries and brew pubs. We have over 70 breweries and brew pubs in the state. And
it's almost up there like with our golf courses.
It's almost a cry not to buy a Michigan-made beer because we have such a variety and they're all good quality.
Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti's got some good ones. Off the top of my head.
Traverse City has four breweries alone. I mean,
Is it North Peak up there?
North Peak, Mackinac, Right Brain, and Jolly Pumpkin just opened up a brewery and distillery up there.
Wow.
But my blog has a listing of all of them, plus their Facebook and Twitter pages and whatnot. So
where are you on Facebook? Do you have a Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Michigan Microbrews.
Michigan Microbrews. Awesome. That sounds deliciously tasty. All right. Well, I thank you for bringing
You got some
in
drinking to do, young lady.
You're still on your first beer.
Yep.
Now, don't judge.
No judging.
I'm sipping it. Commenting. I'm savoring it. But thank you for bringing this in. And
thank you, John.
You're welcome.
This has been great. And again, that's twitter.com/Michigan Microbrews, as well as facebook.com/Michigan Microbrews.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure. Yes, go.
And if anybody out there is listening, let's get another microbrewery in Lansing. So investors, anybody who wants to do it, let's do it. You can contact me on my blog and we'll figure it out.
Amen, brother.
You heard it here first.
All right. Thank you, John, for coming in. This is TalkLansing.net with Lansing Next, and we'll be right back.
John Engler and Jim Blanchard. For a combined 20 years, they led the state as governor. Decisions made during their administrations had a direct impact on Michigan that continue to this very day. On Friday, we'll talk with both governors as we broadcast live from the Michigan Political Leadership Program Breakfast in Grand Rapids. This is Walt Sorg. I'll be joined by special co-host Jeff Padden, founder of Public Policy Associates, as we talk with Governors Blanchard and Engler, along with many other top Michigan leaders. Our coverage of this event is sponsored by Public Policy Associates, serving clients throughout the United States. PPA provides high-caliber, thoughtful policy research that results in strategies of value in the real world. The company is known for expertise in a broad range of topics, credibility with policy decision-makers across the nation, and analytical approaches to problems. PPA is a recognized leader on issues of national, state, and local interest. Join us this Friday at 6 a.m. on AM Lansing for our live coverage from Grand Rapids and the Michigan Political Leadership Program.
Welcome back to Lansing Next. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And Daniel J. Hogan.
And I was really impressed. Dude, two really great segments there.
I know. It's kind of hard to follow it up. You know, I almost want to end on a high note, just kind of leave now.
Well, we can't do it now. I mean, we've still got half a show. Well, a little less than half a show to go.
All right,
That was awesome. Again, a
slave
big thanks to Chad Jordan and John Palmer for coming in with such great food and beer. And
yes, anytime anyone wants to bring us alcohol and snacks, they're welcome to do so.
Well, and it's important to, you know, part of the show is all about promoting what's so great about the Love Lansing area. And so we want to do that with, you know, promoting local proprietors and folks like hobby enthusiasts, if that's a good term to call John, in what they do and why it's so great. So I think that's really important and I think we want to continue to do that.
Yes, we do.
Excellent. So next, gosh, we've got a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we do. We left off with the Google Buzz. You're not a fan. I'm still kind of kicking the tires on it.
Well, okay, with my business and what I do, I've got a lot of clients who care about their security online.
Right.
Okay, I care about my security online. In fact, I wish more people would care about their security online.
I think lots of people do, actually. I kind of locked up my Facebook a little more in the past couple of days, which I blogged about creating a Facebook fan page because I'm getting more and more people wanting to friend me who I don't know.
That was because of the beer. That was awesome. Thank you.
So I... Even though I didn't really want to do it, but I created a Facebook fan page. Okay, I did want to do it. Part of it was the whole branding thing again and just kind of cyber frontierism, whatever you want to call it, staking a claim, you know. But that way I can say, here, you can follow me, be my fan, even though I don't really like using that terminology, but whatever. Right.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because this is actually kind of something that I've personally been struggling with. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do new media, social media for a living. And it's hard for me because I need to be out there and I want to be out there, but I also care about my security and not that because somebody wants to add me as a friend on Facebook means that they're going to do evil things with my information or whatnot. Cause I don't think that at all. It's just about me being safe,
right?
And keeping my information safe. So I've been kind of, I don't know, debating about doing the same thing. Like we've had some great people who listen to the show from last week and have said, hey, I want to add you as a friend. And my policy from the very beginning of time in terms of social media has been...
So like 2 years.
Ow.
Sorry, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Has been. I don't know.
That's more of a poke at social media, not you.
Oh, right. That's Facebook just celebrated their 6th anniversary.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah. And I've been on it for over 5 years.
Yeah, so have I. The old days when people were saying, eh, I'm going to stick with Friendster. That's
MySpace is where it's
at. That's where it's at. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
But no, seriously, like, I don't want to shun anybody, but for me, it's just... I have a rule. If we haven't met in person, then I don't add you on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. I keep my Twitter locked down just because, you know, when I say I'm at a certain place hanging with people, not everybody agrees with me on everything. And, you know, it only takes one bad apple to ruin the...
You're a very polarizing person. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yes. So polarizing. Anyway, so that kind of leads me to, you know, something I know that you would wanted to talk about, which is this crazy website.
This website called pleaserobme.com. What it is it kind of searches, well, not kind of, it does. It searches Twitter for people who have posts about, hey, I'm at the coffee shop, or, oh, I just left home, time to go work out for 4 hours. And the idea, not that they're promoting people being burgled or broken into.
It's a great word, by the way.
I do love it.
Burgled.
Yeah, burgled.
Anyway, no, being serious.
You're getting me off topic.
Look who's talking.
Yeah. They do it just as a, like, they have a disclaimer on the website and about they're not promoting people being broken, their houses being broken into or being robbed. But it does kind of stop and make you think about how much information we are sharing sometimes online. I mean, I do think about that.
Yeah.
Like when I'm going to, you know, especially say I'm out and about and I'm on my phone, I could do a Twitter update like, hey, I'm at Corner Bar watching the Red Wings
game. Foursquare. Perfect example of that.
Right. Foursquare again. And I'm thinking, like, I think about that sometimes because there are times where I do want people to know where I'm at. Like, say, I'm going to the Corner Bar to watch the Red Wings playoff games. Everyone come join me. Which, you know, that's kind of how we started hanging out.
Sure.
And
that's kosher.
Yeah, that works. But there's other times where I kind of think about, what if someone is monitoring my online stuff? Not that I really have anything worth stealing, but you never know.
But again, it only takes one idiot to screw it up.
Right.
So. Yeah, I think that's really important. In fact, when I advise my clients, you know, we talk about things like, don't put your birth year on your Facebook profile.
Yeah, I took mine off.
I mean, who doesn't love getting like 100 happy birthdays on your birthday on your Facebook wall, right?
Yeah.
But...
Well, I turned my wall off on Facebook, which is a sore spot for some, but I'm like, I got one too many like stupid profanity-laced updates on my wall, and I'm like, okay, that's it. Sorry.
You must attract a different breed of people than I do.
Yeah, you're not a guy. See, guys talk a different... We have a different vernacular.
Ooh, listen.
Between each other, you know. You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Fair enough.
Yeah, John. Fair enough. Chad know what I'm talking about.
Fair enough.
So,
well, yeah, there's just simple things you can do. So, I think, again, this gets back to the whole point of you need to think before
Some
you put stuff out
common
there.
Common sense stuff.
You know, I personally, when I work with clients, I have what I call my microphone rule, which is if you couldn't say something or you wouldn't say something standing in front of a crowd with 5 microphones, 5 cameras, and 500 people, then don't put it on a social network.
Yeah, that's a good policy.
So,
like, honestly, there's times where I'm hesitant about you know, when I'll have like book signings, or I'll be at a convention for a weekend and I'll be on panels for, you know, I'll be on the other side of the state for like, you know, three days. I'm hesitant about doing that, but at the same time, I kind of have to do that because of my book and my podcast.
Hey, owning a business the same way.
Yeah, I have to, like, people, you know, I have fans who want to know that stuff.
Right. All four. You just have to be smart.
Yeah.
Be smart, people. Use your heads.
Speaking of hockey, though, did you watch the...
Wait, no, there was no transition there. I am totally calling shenanigans on that one.
We talked about it 2 minutes ago. I was talking about Red Wings games, Corner Bar, which is a great place to watch
that
games.
That was a jump. I'm totally calling you on that one.
Whatever.
I'm excited. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I missed it because I was on a plane coming home. But the next day they replayed it because it was a snow day, so I worked from home.
They did replay it?
Yes, they replayed it on USA, and it was amazing. I mean,
for those who don't know, we're talking about the Team USA ice hockey game versus the Team Canada game Sunday night, which Team USA beat Canada 5-3.
It was spectacular.
And here's why the game was great.
According to Daniel J. Hogan.
Because they didn't call stupid penalties. They just let the guys play.
They did.
There were no TV timeouts. There were no commercials during the periods. It was always, they had like 40 minutes of commercials before the game and like a few minutes of in between periods, but they just let them play. And it was amazing. Like, you saw such intense hockey. My dad called me, like, the second the game was over. You know, he's in Detroit. And he knows me well enough just to assume I'm watching the game. Like, he doesn't even ask if I'm watching the game. I say hello. He's like, wasn't that a great game? Isn't it nice to see what the game can be like when Gary Bettman doesn't get his hands on it? Gary Bettman is the commissioner of the NHL, and he's made some controversial rule changes in the past few years.
But at the end of the game... It was really just about good old born in the USA patriotism, kicking
beating
the Canucks'
Canada
ass.
Alone is great. Yeah. Beating Canada on their home turf in the Olympics was awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about the next round. The Team USA gets a bye for the second round.
Now, if only the Red Wings could start playing like that.
They're going to turn around. See, here's my theory on that. Because they got a lot of guys in the Olympics right now.
Folks, Dan has a theory for everything.
Yes. They're shaking the rust off, and they're going to come back, and they're going to be major trouble for the rest of the league.
To be fair, this is what they've done the last couple seasons. But they did have a stronger start last season.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't help when you lose 60% of your goal scoring in the offseason. They lost Marian Hossa and Yuri Hudler and all the other guys. But to get off the hockey thing, it was a good game. And speaking to tie it in, you know who the goalie is for Team USA?
East Lansing's own Ryan Miller. Yep, MSU. I remember going to games because I had season tickets at Munn Ice Arena when he was playing for the Spartans.
He's having a great regular season anyway, and I was talking with, you know, Bugsy the other day, our friend Bugsy, who's a big hockey fan. And he said Ryan Miller's won the Hobie Baker Award, which is MVP for college hockey.
Right.
But
yeah.
No Hobie Baker winner has also won the NHL MVP regular season award, the Hart Memorial Trophy, and Ryan Miller is kind of in position to be the first person to do that. He's having a great season, so
that's pretty kick ass.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Also, there's no FCC regulating the station, and I realize I just, you know,
church it up, JL. Come on, think of the children.
We're all adults. Oh yes, there's so many toddlers listening in right now. Mm-hmm. That's pretty. I'm pretty psyched.
I like hockey, so Winter Olympics to me are like, you know, crack for the most part.
Well, and I was gone, so I...
You're always gone.
No, I'm not gone that much. I had work stuff, so I was actually in D.C. And you know what's really cool? I do have to say this. There were some people in D.C. who are Michiganders who I met up with.
And thank you for saying Michiganders and not Michiganians.
No, that's just pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
That's in denial of what you really are.
Yes, Michigander.
But they you know, said to me, they're like, how is Michigan? And they kept talking about how they really want to move back to Michigan. Now,
did they like put a hand on yours? Like, how is Michigan?
No, it wasn't that sympathetic or pathetic.
Okay.
But they really want to move back here. And they're excited to see, you know, all the innovation, like new businesses like Chad's business, you know,
Michigan
popping up.
Michigan has a lot to offer.
It does. And it's got a long way to go. But if some of us don't stick here and stick together to work to promote the area, it's not going to get any better.
That's right.
Which is why we need to celebrate.
Everything Michigan.
Everything Michigan. And what's, and not in a hokey way, but things that are great. I mean, that's why we've got such.
You got to be a booster. From Michigan.
Oh, that may be a sore spot today with what's happening with the NCAA and, U of M.
What are you talking about? You're talking about basketball?
Yeah.
I know. It's just for basketball.
But it's just the fact that U of M is in trouble.
With what?
Their boosters or something. I don't know.
Well, it's U of M. It's all over the front page of the Free Press. No surprise there. I'm kidding.
But once again, MSU rules supreme. I mean, really, that's...
I went to Grand Valley State, so I don't really care. I have no collegiate loyalty. Hey, national champions, how many years in a row?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Anyways, this episode about food and drink is not quite over. We've still got some serious talk about food and drink coming up.
That's right. Going to share some recipes, are we?
We're going to share some recipes. Okay. We've got what's on our iPod. Uh-huh. We're going to be talking music. And I actually think that we should take a break. So we'll be right Sounds after good. This. This is Lansing Next.
Every business needs access to legal advice and assistance, but for a lot of small businesses, the cost can be a real disincentive. Here at TalkLansing.net, our access to legal advice, information, and assistance is just a phone call away through the provider law firms of prepaid legal services. For about the cost of a cup of coffee a day, we can pick up the phone and talk with experienced attorneys about the legal issues that face every small business and not worry about getting a bill in the mail. If you're a small business owner, stop struggling and start protecting and growing your business. A prepaid legal business plan does for business consulting and legal needs what medical insurance does for your health needs. A prepaid legal plan is easy to implement. No long-term contract, no claim forms, no deductibles. You simply register by completing the online application, and your coverage begins immediately. For more information, go to TalkLansing.net and click on the prepaid legal business link. This is Walt Sorg, and I'm an independent associate of Prepaid Legal Services Incorporated.
Next on TalkLansing.net. This is Daniel J. Hogan.
And I'm Julie Lynn Gibbons.
That's right, you are.
I've been accused of having an extraordinarily peppy voice.
I have not.
Shocker. Shocker. All right, so we've been talking about food and beer and deliciousness all around town.
Man, I'm glad I went for a run before doing this.
Well, you know, earlier this morning.
But you know why I'm doing a run, don't you? And why I'm training?
You're training?
I'm training.
Please tell me you have a sweatband.
You bet I do. I'm training for a 5K. Hot. I'm training for the Race for the Cure 5K here in Lansing in April. I'm on the, you know what my team name is?
I do, but I want you to say it because it's funny.
Thanks when for the mammaries. Which I cannot take credit for the team name. I think that was another friend of ours who came up with it. And I was like, well, I can't not do it now. That's like the best reason ever.
Will you wear a t-shirt that says that?
Yeah.
Like, no, like outside of the race?
Yeah.
Really? Like hanging out with your guys?
Yeah, if someone gave me a shirt that says thanks for the mammaries, I would totally wear it.
All right, you heard it here, folks.
You know me well enough to know the answer to that question. But part of the reason I'm doing the Race for the Cure is my mom is a 20-year breast cancer survivor.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This past year was her 20th anniversary of being a survivor. Yep.
You know, it's sad to say this, but do we really know anybody who hasn't had a family member or close friend affected by cancer?
I have, like, a lot of people on both sides of my mom and dad's side of the family who've been affected by it. Like, you know, I've lost some family to it. And it's
same
just,
here. I mean, but really, who hasn't?
I know. That's horrible. The scary part.
Well, you know what happened earlier this morning?
Stuff.
Oh, you clearly slept in. Earlier this morning at Impression 5, just because we happen to have it there. It's a different place every week.
Oh, yes, that. I'm sorry.
Lansing Breakfast Club.
Yes, it did. I was there.
And for those of you who don't know about Lansing Breakfast Club, it was started by two of our friends.
Yep.
And basically, they go around to different restaurants every Wednesday, right?
Yeah, every Wednesday, 7 a.m., a different...
Oh, it's so early.
Whatever. Slacker.
Hey, some of us have to work for a living.
And some of us love pancakes. You just got to suck it up and cowboy up.
Suck it up, Sally.
Yep.
No, so it just happened to be that Amy's Catering catered the meal, which doesn't normally happen. Lansing
typically, they'll go to a restaurant. Like, right. They'll be at the Flapjack Shack or they'll go to the Theo's or Sawyer's. Right. I think they've kind of exhausted most of the places that can handle a decent size crowd.
Because there's been, like, it runs the gamut. Like, you can have huge crowds you can have...
I've been the one where they were, I'm not going to say where it was at, but they were expecting like 25 people and like six of us showed up.
Yeah.
And the pay, what we had to pay to eat, was kind of based on how many people showed up, and they were expecting like almost 30 people.
Wow.
But it was all good. It was right before the holidays, so it was kind of one of those crapshoot sort of things.
Yeah. Well, Lansing Breakfast Club, and then there's you can follow them on Facebook. It's open to anybody.
It's Lansing Breakfast Club. And if you're on Twitter, just do a search for the hashtag Lansing Breakfast,
right?
And you'll find where the next week's thing is. So, recipes.
Well, but wait, we got to talk about happy hour.
Oh, that's right.
Because that just started.
That just started.
Our friend
Ryan Knott. Every Monday at 5 o'clock, a new after hours location, a bar, if you will.
Yes, I will. Thank you very much.
We meet up and, you know, chat about the daily news.
I bet we could find
over a cup of tea.
John Palmer at some of those events.
Probably.
He and his love of beer.
I was at the last one at the New Tropo.
Was it good? I haven't been there yet. I'm going there for lunch.
The Southern Comfort Manhattan I had was quite good.
Ooh, that sounds delicious. Well,
I impressed quite a few people with that for some reason.
You did. Born in the South. I mean, we love to have you here, but sometimes you come off as such a genteel Southern gentleman.
Well, I do want to get a white suit and change my first name to Colonel.
I was going to say pimp out like the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Whatever.
All right. Before this goes down any further, why don't you talk about your recipe? Because you and I both like to cook.
Yes, I do like to cook. My recipe is for eggplant.
Eggplant. Now,
yep. Baked eggplant. I call it the lady killer because it's a good one to make for the ladies. It's pretty easy.
You sound like you have some experience with this.
Well, unfortunately, it's been a dinner for a lot of second dates, and they've all kind of ended after that. But you know.
So, whatever. Do you really want to share this recipe?
Well, some people have better luck than I do.
Okay.
Born on a bad sign.
And we should note that these recipes we're going to share up on the Facebook page.
Yes.
All right. And so what you do? Twitter.
What you do is you get yourself a nice eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure it's not all banged up. You cut it up, some nice, thick slices, and you do the thing where you salt it and you put it in like a colander.
Or a calendar and if you're talented.
Put a plate on it for 45 minutes so it kind of draws out the bitterness. Then you dip it in olive oil,
mm-hmm.
and you put it in breading. And if you're new breadcrumbs, get the fancy Italian-flavored breadcrumbs, not just the basic ones. And then you bake it for 20 minutes at 350. But I add some other seasonings too, oregano or basil or whatever. And get some Parmesan cheese, but don't get the dried powder stuff. Get a big block of real Parmesan cheese.
From Horrocks. Goodrich's.
And especially Horrocks. And get yourself four-side grater. You grate that over it when it comes out. You can also get some spaghetti sauce to put on that too, which you could also make. Or buy a jar of it, mm-hmm. and heat it up, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
So that's a fun, easy recipe. It's really good. And if you make the slices really thin,
mm-hmm.
they kind of really absorb the olive oil.
Really?
So you dip them in the olive oil, like you're making French toast.
Okay.
And then you put them in the breadcrumbs.
It's basically like chicken Parmesan.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then you put it in like a baking pan.
Mm-hmm.
Preheat the oven to 350, 20 minutes or so. Just keep an eye on it.
Okay.
And you can also pan fry them if you want, but I tend not to do that. I like to bake them.
And we would like to know if anybody tries this at home, let us know. Leave a comment on our Facebook page or send us a tweet or an email at lansingnext@gmail.com.
It's an easy dish to do, and it actually is quite good, and it does impress people for some
Sounds
reason.
Sounds tasty yeah, for some reason.
Yep.
Well, my recipe is not as detailed. It's really easy to make. It's good as a snack or as part of a larger dish, and that's tzatziki.
Yeah.
Do you know what tzatziki is?
Is that sauce you get when you get falafel?
Yes. I make mine a little different. It's a yogurt-based sauce.
You put sriracha in it, don't you?
No, I don't put sriracha in that. It's yogurt. It's a Greek yogurt that you add cucumbers to and some dill.
What makes Greek yogurt Greek yogurt?
It's thicker.
Okay.
It's not as runny. It's firmer.
Okay. Gotcha.
And you're traditionally supposed to use mint or parsley, but I actually like to use dill.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, but we'll be linking to both of these on our page, and I'll make you a deal.
Make me a deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready. Go.
I'll try mine if you try yours. Okay, let's start that over. I'll try mine. Now the delivery.
Okay, say you're going to make me a deal.
I'm going to make you a deal.
You're going to make me a deal? What kind of deal are you going to make?
It's your best Godfather impression.
That's not my best. That's a horrible impression.
Oh, wow. I will make yours if you will make mine.
Okay.
Done. right. We'll report back on Facebook and Twitter. All right. Well, we had a lot of love for our What's on Your iPod segment.
That seemed pretty popular.
Last week. And we want to thank Ian and Sarah for commenting.
I'm not thanking Sarah for her comment.
Ian really liked my song, so I went on that one. And Sarah has requested that we play Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, we may wait on that. But
for like ever.
That's
like,
and the only reason we're saying no to Sarah because we both love her and we know she's trying to be difficult.
We,
so
we know her.
Yeah. All right. Well,
we're besties.
I'm taking ladies first.
Please.
And,
Page before beauty.
Oh, God. My song of the week actually is an oldie but a goodie, as I like to call it. And it might be, it's by somebody you probably heard. Call Me by Blondie. And I think it's kind of a, it's like a hard, like just want to kind of rock.
You know
out.
What I think of when I hear this song?
Oh, no. Wait for the lyrics, because it's just beautiful. Tell me that's not quality music.
Awesome.
It is awesome.
You gotta love new wave.
It awesome. All right, so what do you think of? I know where you're going with
I
this.
Think of you singing it to GarageBand. We were playing it with friends at one time.
God! Why did you have to bring that up? All right, well, okay.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. We had a lot of fun.
It was a good time.
And I'm not gonna lie, it may or may not be one of my top two karaoke songs of all time.
Yes. And I made you a mixed CD with that on there, and you just like went to pieces.
It was.
You got verklempt.
It was kind of awesome sauce, yeah. As I like to say. So right. Thank you for the mixed CD.
You're welcome.
All right, Mr. Age Before Beauty, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so my song's got a little back to the whole local thing. This is a medley from the video game Contra, but redone as a heavy metal song by a local band called Year 2000X.
Really?
Yes, and... You grew up with the Nintendo, with the Nintendos.
Yes,
Wudawudawa.
No, don't try to like lay down a scratch session here. Wow, it's kind of heavy.
Yeah, well, they're like I said, they do a heavy metal version of video game covers songs.
Really?
And if you're like around my age, this music is ingrained in your brain. You know, just because you've played this game so many times. And like I said, they're a local band. This is their whole thing. They take games like Mega Man 2, Mega Man 3, Legend of Zelda, Castlevania, and they do rockin' versions of the songs. And you can check them out at year2000xband.com. And the way you spell the name is actually, or write the name, I suppose, is 200X. So it looks like 200X, but it's pronounced 2000X. For you Mega Man fans like myself, you know that instantly. That's in the intro of one of the Mega Man games in the year 2000X, and then, you know, Mega Man's doing his thing.
Huh.
So check them out. They don't have any shows coming up, but...
And they're local?
They are local. They're Lansing guys.
They have a website.
They have a website. You can also buy the album, I think they said, at Uncle Sam's... in Old Town. It's a used record and CD place because they try to support local bands as well.
Wow.
They do like a consignment rack or something, whatever you want to call it.
Hmm.
Or just buy it online.
Okay. Sweet. All right. Well, you can find both of those, again, on our Facebook page, facebook.com/LansingNext.
So you can also get their album through the iTunes store.
Or on Twitter. Thank you again for listening to our second episode of Lansing Next. This is Julie Lynn Gibbons.
And Daniel J. Hogan.
And we'll see you back next week, 11 o'clock on Wednesday morning.